the Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionix, creators of Phonebox and Oasis. Welcome to the Social Studio.
Yes, new imaging, a new sponsor. It's all change at the Radio Today programme. Except for the presenter, you'll be sorry to hear. But today we celebrate new starts by talking to Daryl Denham, who's just launched his new breakfast show at Radio Essex, and by visiting the Madejski Stadium in Reading. It's where Reading FC play football, but it's also where this happened last Sunday.
We're here. This is the big launch. This is Jack FM Berkshire. We're taking off, kind of like how you'll be when... Oh, gosh. I'm choking. Right. This is the big launch. This is Jack FM Berkshire. We're taking off, kind of like how you'll be when you book with bookableholidays.com. See what we did there? This is 107 Jack FM, Berkshire.
Yes, there's another new Jack on air, and programme manager of Jack 107, Gavin Harris, has joined me to talk about it. Gavin, it's always a great week, isn't it, when you launch a new station?
It's always very exciting, very busy.
And you were at Reading 107, which was its previous configuration. What's changed?
Pretty much everything. The whole sound of the station, the attitude of the station, the look of the station, the presenters. It's a complete change from what it was.
And why did you feel it was a good idea to change, to adopt the Jack franchise?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the history of Reading 107 and the radar figures over time, there has been a continual decline over a number of years. So we needed something that was going to turn that around, reverse our fortunes. And we felt that Jack FM and the brand and the success it's had elsewhere was the key to being able to turn it around quickly.
So what are we doing in a football stadium? Why is it here?
All from our owner, Sir John Madejski, who launched the station, which he's been part of the station since day one, still is the owner and the sole owner of the radio station. And that's why we're here in the Madejski Stadium.
It's a very nice setup here, isn't it? Look, I mean, they're very nice studios and nice view over rolling countryside and lots of car parking. It was almost the perfect place. But you were saying it contrasts with having a city centre site.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to find most stations are in one of two locations, either on an industrial estate, kind of out of town, or you're in a city centre, which is great for being in the centre and being able to get to places easily. But when it comes to Christmas and everyone's trying to do their Christmas shopping and parking, you tend to find you need to give yourself a lot of time to get in time.
So let's talk about Jack then. Playing what we want. Who decides what you want?
Well, that comes from a variety of sources. I mean, there's a bit of research behind it. In many ways, there is some traditional stuff behind it because we are using a bit of research and to a degree playing stuff that people want. But it's very different to what you'll hear from other radio stations. It's finding an area that's fairly untapped from songs that you're not going to hear on other stations, but songs that test well on that basis.
So if I was driving between Oxford, which is just up the road where there is a Jack,
yes,
and then I tuned across to your Jack, would I be hearing the same records?
You're certainly not going to hear them in the same order, and actually you're not even going to hear the same songs necessarily. If you listen to all the Jacks in the UK, they all have a slightly different flavour. So we are still locally in control of what we're doing with Jack. We've got the brand that we can use, and obviously all the support that that comes with and all of the research that's happened, but we can still use it in our own way. So we can work it to make sure that it's working best for the Berkshire area.
And of course, you've got Robin Banks on breakfast, who knows a thing or two about broadcasting.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the key things with Robin, knowing a thing or two. What we've done here is actually quite a calculated approach. When you look at the Jack format across the country and the other stations that have taken on Jack, they've all shown considerable increases in audience. So we wanted to make sure that the breakfast show also had someone that was proven at bringing in radar results. And I don't think we could have found anyone better than Robin, who's got a history of great results behind him. And from day one has just been absolutely fantastic. You know, people are talking about it. And it is very hard to get people to talk these days about radio and to go in and have that water cooler moment where they are talking at work saying, "Have you heard?" And that is what we're getting now. It's going to be unpredictable, but it's going to be entertaining, and even I don't know what I'm waking up to each morning on the radio.
Hey, look who it is!
Come in!
Oh, come on in. Grab a mic. Your mum just phoned.
My mum?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
She said just give her a call back when you've got a second.
Give me mum a call
and
back.
And stuff like that. And she wanted to make sure that you've moved in all right.
Yeah, I knew that she would.
Yeah. And that everything's all right.
Hang on. I'm dialing the wrong number. 5677.
Oh, and she also said, yeah, this is worth knowing, that she's totally up for spreading all of the dirt about
it.
She doesn't know me from Adam. 3 seconds of speaking to me, she just started saying
did
that.
She?
Like, oh, yeah, listen, I've got some stories about Robin.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hello. I'll give her a number a little later.
Hey, Mummy.
Hi,
thanks, Andy.
Hello, Mrs. Banks.
Hi,
now, you don't have a live presentation apart from at breakfast, is that right?
That's right, so a live breakfast show.
But you do pride yourself on being local. So what is local about what you do apart from during the breakfast show?
Well, it's all of the content that you've got on air during the day. We've still got news that happens through the day. We're putting more emphasis into our news and spending more time on it. We've got a bigger team on news. And at Drive, we've got business reports, sport, what's on, all happening, as well as all of the travel reports happening at Drive. We've got what's on throughout the day, and you've also got the voice of Jack, who's Paul Darrow, voicing local topical liners, things that are happening in many cases what a presenter would be reflecting on, but with the benefit that it's been properly scripted, it's been voiced by Paul Darrow, produced. This is going to sound completely different to a way that just a presenter would do that.
I wanted to ask you about how that works with Paul, because as there are more and more Jacks, presumably he's getting more and more busy. So how do you interact with him? Do you send him a script now and again? How does that work?
So we get 3 sessions a week with Paul. It's all done centrally. So that bit is we send off our scripts. Oxford are the ones that coordinate the recording of that. And literally that afternoon, we will get those scripts back. So we can write something in the morning, get it voiced that afternoon, and on air for Drive. That's how quickly we can turn around production to ensure that it is relevant to what's been happening that day.
And what makes a good Jack script? You know, where do you find the writers, and what is it that sparks the right kind of atmosphere and attitude, if you like, for Jack?
I think it's having a variety of people that are contributing to it. You can't rely just on one person to be writing all of the scripts, because, you know, naturally none of us are always funny and always able to produce that sort of content. So it's having a variety of people who are constantly contributing. Some will have more contributions one day, another would have more contributions the next day, and it's just picking out the ones that are going to work for that session from all of the sources that we've got writing for Jack. And it's something that obviously over time you get more into the personality of what Jack is.
You've got 2 interesting competitors. You'll probably tell me you've got more, but you've got what was for many years the heritage ILR station, 210 FM. What's happened to them?
So obviously they're now Heart, have been for quite a few years, and they do very well around here. You know, off back of 210, they continue through and kind of held those figures through as Heart. They've got a very good, strong signal in the town centre. And when the old Fox FM and 210 became one Heart, it stayed in Reading. So whilst Oxford may have been perceived to have lost its local station, in Reading actually, it was still in Calcot. So it was seen as kind of being retained.
And you've also got BBC Berkshire.
Yes.
Which has got some big names on it. I mean, it's Berkshire that has, there's a Tony Blackburn show, there's a Mike Reed show. Is Anne Diamond still on it,
That's
I think?
It, yes.
Maggie Philbin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a, well, I suppose it's sort of local radio for that kind of showbiz commuter belt. Is that how it feels to you? I'm going there this afternoon, so I can ask you, and then I can ask them.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're very speech heavy, and they've got some great resources where they've got people. You can tune in at breakfast, and they have a reporter out doing reports from somewhere. So they cover kind of that local aspect really well. So there are some really strong brands in this area with BBC Berkshire. Heart is a really good brand. What they're doing is and I think it's been a good thing for the industry having Heart, because it's very showbiz, it's quite a sexy brand. They spent a lot of money on TV advertising. I think they've actually made radio quite sexy and showbiz again, which has been a good thing. And all the time you've got other stations working hard, we have to work harder to be able to compete.
Have you got a capital here?
Only on DAB, and you can pick it up from London.
So the London capital is still powering into Berkshire, is it?
So our radar figures for this area do include KISS, Capital.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about, because obviously a lot of people in this neck of the woods actually work in London, don't they? They commute into London. So I guess they may think that a Capital or an LBC is their local station. That gives you some interesting challenges, I guess.
Yeah, and even with the growth of DAB, and this is one of the highest take-up areas of DAB, you do a scan here and there's 32 stations that are on there. So it's getting a more and more competitive marketplace as more and more people buying DAB and finding they've got a whole plethora of stations to choose from without the issues of signal quality, which you would have picking up a London station, because obviously it's not going to be as perfect around here as one of your local stations, which is why Jack has a real defined point of difference and can help us compete in what is an ever-growing marketplace.
So you've only been on a few days as Jack. What have you noticed so far? What are your audience telling you?
There's just been an incredible reaction. Everyone's talking about it. We're hearing lots of feedback about it. It's been some really positive feedback. It's just great that everyone's talking about it and interested. You know, people talking about radio and their local stations, again, is only a good thing to get the marketplace talking.
Gavin, thanks for inviting us here today. It's fantastic. It's Jack FM 107 in Berkshire. Highly recommended. I'm Trevor Dan. It's the Radio Today programme. We'll have more after this.
Broadcast Bionics, creators of Phonebox and Oasis, offer you elegantly integrated products and intelligent one-stop shopping for all your studio needs. Discover a full range of innovative studio products. Play out by Wide Orbit, Music Master Scheduling, Stirlitz, Newsboss, Lavo, Telos, Axia, Omnia, Digigram and Commotion. Visit bionics.co.uk today.
It's the Radio Today programme celebrating, as I said, some new beginnings. So here's somebody who's made his debut on a new radio station this week. It's on DAB, it's online, it's Radio Essex, and he is none other than Daryl Denham. Daryl, how are you?
Very well, Trevor. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. And nice to discover you back in your home patch. Tell us about Radio Essex, because it's not what was Essex Radio, is it?
No, Radio Essex. Well, Essex Radio eventually became Heart FM, of course. Radio Essex, it's Southend Radio on FM, Chelmsford Radio on FM, and Radio Essex on DAB. All pretty much a simulcast station from Southend.
Okay, and it's not part of one of the big groups, is it?
No, it's an independent company. It's Adventure Radio is the name of the company, and it's based down here in Essex. A couple of stations in Northampton as well. So it's a smaller group, but a very sort of friendly and welcoming atmosphere down here as well.
It's kind of counterintuitive, this, now, isn't it? Because we're always told that commercial radio only works when you've got big groups networking and syndicating. And yet I was listening to you this morning and there doesn't seem to be any shortage of ads running on your show.
No. I mean, it's a station that's been running for a while now and it's doing pretty well. I mean, you know, the advertising level is pretty healthy. So there's no shortage of ads on the station at all.
Now, what happened at Smooth? You know, you were there for quite a long time. You've been at lots of other radio stations, but
one or two.
Were you disappointed to be moved off Smooth?
Do you know, if I'm completely honest, I never felt that Smooth was perhaps my natural home. I enjoyed it, and I understand, of course, the decisions that Global made, and obviously, you know, taking pretty drastic steps in what they're doing with the station. But obviously, they've got a game plan, and you know, it's one of those things. The longer you're in this industry, you know, we all of us have got stories to tell about perhaps where we were let go earlier than we'd perhaps have liked, or maybe things didn't work out quite as planned. But we move on and dust ourselves down and you know, move on to the next challenge.
I was wondering what you think about the latest news that's come out of Smooth, which is they're going to replace Simon Bates, a very experienced radio presenter with no television profile, with a presenter who's almost exactly the opposite. You know, are we seeing, do you think, the start of a trend towards the old kind of heritage idea of a breakfast show changing?
I think if you're building a station long term, then you know, somebody like Simon Bates, who, you know, is a hugely talented and experienced presenter, is perhaps your longer, your best bet long term. He will build an audience over the long term, whereas perhaps won't get the column inches that a TV or established celebrity might in the initial stages. And I'm guessing that, you know, Smooth Radio is a long way behind a lot of the other competitors in the London market. And I think if you bring in some celebrities, you'll perhaps get a few more column inches, maybe even attract listeners you wouldn't otherwise in the initial stages. Whether or not those TV celebrities have got the ability and experience to build an audience long term, you know, like the likes of Simon and Lynn Parsons and Kid and Pat, I don't know. Time will tell.
What for you are the ingredients of a breakfast show? I mean, it seems to me what you're doing with Radio Essex, because it is an unsyndicated radio station, it's almost, if you like, an old-fashioned commercial local radio station. It certainly sounds strong in all the things that ILR used to be strong in.
Right. What are the essential ingredients in breakfast?
I mean, for you and your station, Is it actually an advantage being local rather than having to talk to a bigger syndicated audience?
I think it's about the content more than anything. And the support here at Adventure Radio is no less than I've experienced on other stations. So, I mean, that's what I think is the important factor in providing an entertaining breakfast show. If you've got the support, I mean, we've got Nick, who is on news, and we're going to be recruiting a girl to work on the show with me as well. So it's not as if I'm going to be sitting there on my own with no support or backup at all, which would be a different proposition.
Tell us about this recruitment. You mentioned you've got somebody hopefully joining you. Aren't you doing this in an interesting way with a competition?
Yeah, we're running a competition on air and locally in the press to recruit somebody to join me on the show, and we're calling it the SX Factor.
Okay, right. And how do people enter?
You can enter via the website. You can upload a video of yourself to our website, or you can email us, of course. But essentially, you need to record a minute of yourself on your iPhone, on your smartphone, and showing off your personality, and then get that to us via the website, via email, and we'll take a look at it.
One interesting thing, we've touched on this earlier, your Radio Essex, what was Essex Radio is now Heart Essex. There's also, of course, BBC Essex. How are they doing against you? Because they've got a new high-profile presenter, haven't they?
James
Whale.
Yes, yeah. I don't know. I mean, James only started a couple of weeks before me, so I think it's a bit early to tell how things are doing. But a few people have speculated that it's going to be an interesting, well, certainly a few months, maybe even an interesting couple of years to see how the battle pans out.
Well, it's a competitive market, isn't it? The only way is indeed Essex. Daryl, thanks for joining us today on the Radio Today programme.
Absolute pleasure, Trevor.
We wish you every success. Ta-da.
Thank you.
The Radio Today programme.
The latest radio news. You'll need Radio Today's editor, Roy Martin.
Thank you, Trevor. This week, Global Radio has permission to change the format of Heart North Wales Coast and Heart Wrexham and Chester. This means the plan to turn the former Macho stations into Capital FM can now go ahead. Sticking with Global, and Gold will be removed from 26 AM transmitters on March the 23rd to make way for Smooth Radio. A quick look on the Gold Facebook page suggests listeners aren't very happy about the move, but then again, listeners never are. And UKRD has been voted the best company to work for the fourth year in a row. Congratulations to CEO William Rogers as well for getting the best leader of a mid-sized UK company for the third time. Also, the Radio Today programme has a new sponsor this week, as we say thank you to Audioboo for the last 12 months. It's hello to Broadcast Bionics, who have signed up to at least the next 12 months to make sure we continue to bring you the very best radio industry podcast we can every single week. And that's the very latest from radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Roy Martin. Radio Moment.
Presents.
This week, 28 years ago, a new voice on Radio 1.
I'd done absolutely nothing on Radio 1 at all, and the first thing they asked me to do was to do the lunchtime show for 2 weeks, which you'll remember at the time, on Tuesday lunchtime, you had to announce the chart. I mean, it was just a huge thing. It was Gary Davis's programme, and this is the way they blooded you in those days. They go, right in, none of this kind of, we'll give you the midnight till four slot or anything like that. So I went straight in from doing mornings on Radio Nottingham and to doing lunchtimes on Radio 1, and it was truly the most terrifying, scary thing I have done. I mean, I sat there in the studio on my own with everything all lined up and ready to go, and it was Talking Heads, and She was the first track. I remember it. Radio 1.
Simon Mayo through till 3 o'clock today, and Gary did say, please make your bit in the middle as much like mine as possible, except not quite as brown.
Simon Mayo starting on Radio 1 this week, 28 years ago. This week, 9 years ago, broadcasting lost another Radio 1 name.
This week's Top 40 on Radio 1.
And welcome to listeners on VHF who've just joined Radio 1, not only for the top-selling singles of 1983, but for the rest of the evening as well. Now, do not forget, you can hear the nation's top chart show in super stereo right now on VHF.
Tommy Vance, his real name was Richard Hope Weston. He became Rick West, and then he went to Seattle, and the station there had some spare jingles singing Tommy Vance, and the rest is history, really. Tommy was at Radio 1's launch before moving to Capital and to Victory in Portsmouth before going back to Radio 1 for the Friday Rock Show. We lost Tommy this week in 2005. The sound of London, the sound of those Bow Bells. And this week in 1963, Handel's Water Music replaced Bow Bells as the opening theme for the BBC Home Service. The plan there was to modernise with a lighter and brighter sound. And the same might have been said about the advent of this programme this week in 1946. The familiar theme to Housewives' Choice, which launched on the BBC Light programme this week in 1946. It was to last 21 years. George Elric was the longest-serving presenter.
I'll be with you all again tomorrow morning.
George Elric, in memory of Housewives' Choice. John Peel hosted his first Night Ride programme on Radio 2 this week in 1968. On air, he said it was the first time he'd been allowed to operate his own equipment for some time. This week seems to be International Helen Bowden Week in some ways. Helen celebrates her 58th birthday. Happy birthday. And it's 14 years exactly since she became the controller of Radio 4 and the first female controller for 20 years. And it's exactly 2 years since she waited the other side of the connecting wall between new and old broadcasting house alongside George Entwistle to greet Tim Davey, who symbolically broke through that wall as the new building approached completion. Happy birthday, Helen Bowden.
In every management job I've had, if I had a pound for the man who's been to see me, often very nice men who tell you all the jobs they should be doing that you should give them, I'd be a rich woman. And if I had a quid for every woman who's come in and sat there and told you why they really shouldn't be getting something, you know, that lack of self-confidence, I'd also be a rich woman. Very often, if you're a good manager, a good leader, and you want to grow your people, one of the things you're trying to do is make them feel self-confident in themselves.
Happy anniversary this week to commercial radio in Lincoln.
Lynx FM 102.2.
Good morning, Lincolnshire. I'm Nick Jackson. Welcome to Lynx FM 102.2.
Also this week in ILR development, it's 27 years since Radio Trent in Nottingham launched a sister station in Derbyshire.
Simply Red. Do the right thing. Oh, it's been very old, you know. That's been the question that's been asked of me over the last, couple of weeks, I suppose. What will the first record be? Well, that was it. I trust it did. Lovely record called Do the Right Thing from Simply Red. Welcome to Radio Trent 945, a brand new service for Derbyshire and East Staffordshire.
Early brand spread this week in 87 for Trent in the East Midlands. And in those days, of course, networking and brand sharing was a very rare thing. One more birthday this week. Keith Skews is 75. He'd been on Forces Radio. He was on the Radio 1 launch lineup.
and is now on BBC Local Radio. Here he is, crystal ball gazing in 1988 about music scheduling.
In future, I can foresee that radio stations will either be oldies orientated or very singles orientated, and that the audience of 35 plus, of which there are huge numbers, will be left well and truly disenfranchised. Because the over-35s were brought up on pop music when the music scene broke in a big way, they will not unnaturally accept oldies as a diet. They'll listen to and enjoy oldies, but it may not be their first choice of music. My thinking is that they would want to hear more album tracks in a format which we would call adult-orientated rock, AOR, which would also include some of today's more melodic sounds.
Happy 75th to Keith Skews.
Greetings and welcome to Star Verdict. Keith Skews introducing a person I've always wanted to introduce. Ladies and gentlemen, Kathy Kirby.
Thank you, Keith. Hello.
Welcome, Kathy. Well, what we'll do, if we can, first and foremost, is to find out...
So, with James Whale ending his stint at LBC this week last year, the first Virgin website 18 years ago... Jazz FM launching in London 24 years ago, and also Jazz FM in Manchester relaunching as Smooth FM 10 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio
Moments! Thank you, David Lloyd and Roy Martin, also Gavin Harris from Jack FM Reading and Daryl Denham from Radio Essex. And of course, you for listening. More Radio Today next week.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.